Hello. I'd like to recall an experience that I had back in the early 80s. I wanted to become a small engine mechanic. I did not like the occupation that I was in before, and so I went up to this lawnmower shop and I asked them. I said, you are in need of a mechanic? And they said, well, tell us a little bit about what you know. Do you know how to take one apart and overhaul it and all that? And I said, well, no, I don't know how to do that. And they asked, well, do you know how to do the valves or ignition? And I said, well, no. Carburetor work? And I said, well, I don't know that either. And how about the ignition? And I said, well, no. And you know how to put a rope in one of these things? And I said, well, let me see. No. So we went through a big, long evaluation of what I knew about repairing lawnmowers, and at the end of the conversation, I didn't know a single thing. And the funny part is, the person looked at me and says, you got a job. They hired me. It was amazing. I got hired with no knowledge of how to do a single thing on a lawnmower. So the man that hired me, he says, I'm going to show you. I'm going to go through and I'm going to show you how to repair lawnmowers. I'm going to show you how each thing works, what to look for, how it should be, and what to do to make it right. And it was just a great experience, because this person had taken me under his wing and was teaching me and tutoring me into a really good field of repair, mechanic. I really enjoyed it. So I got, over a short period of time, I got really good. I was real good. I mean, I was just real quick and good at fixing lawnmowers. So I was really thinking good of myself. And then one day, this man comes in and he says, my lawnmower doesn't run, and you think you can fix it? So I just walked over to it and took the gas cap off it, looked inside, and down in the gas tank, I saw water. Well, hey, all right, I know what to do with this. So I said, sure, we got it. We'll take care of your problem. We can fix your lawnmower. So he left it. And so I proceeded to fix it. I took the carburetor off it and gas tank, cleaned it all out and fixed it all up, made sure everything was correct and everything. And I pulled on the rope to start the thing up, and it didn't start. And I thought, wow, well, what's the deal here? So I checked the ignition on the thing, and it didn't have any spark. So I went through the ignition system and fixed it all up and got it working correctly. So I knew I had gasoline now, and I knew I had ignition. So I pulled on the thing, and it didn't start. So I got to looking a little further, and the compression wasn't very good at all. So I went through and did a valve job, got the compression back working where it was supposed to be, and so, okay, now I got it. So I started pulling on it, and it starts up, and it starts running, and it starts jumping all over the place. And this lawnmower is just vibrating radically all over the place, and I shut it off real quick and got to looking, and the crankshaft was bent on this lawnmower. And what I learned from this whole situation was I went through and I apprenticed and I was learning, and I knew what was how to fix things, but I didn't ever take into thought that there's the reason this lawnmower had water in the gas tank is they were out the last time they were using it mowing, and they hit something hard, bent the crankshaft where it wouldn't run. They shoved it under a lean-to where the rain and the weather got to it, and it had gotten water in it sitting over the winter out in the weather, and which messed up the ignition and the compression. And the thing was running fine until the crankshaft got bent. Now, I didn't think about looking for the root, the cause. Why did this lawnmower have gasoline, water in the gasoline? I just assume this is it. This is the problem. This is my answer. I've got my answer. All I got to do is take and remedy this problem with the water in the gas tank, and I've got it. I've got this lawnmower repaired. It's cured. It's healed by repairing one of the outer effects. And it taught me from that point on. And it was just a great experience, tell you the truth, because it taught me from that point on, whenever the repairing a lawnmower ever again, I would look at the whole picture. I would check the gas tank, check the ignition, check the compression, check the crankshaft, look the whole thing over. And the amazing part is, it only takes just a few minutes, just very, very few minutes. I spent hours, I spent half a day or so working on this lawnmower trying to get it to run, which a few minutes of effort on my part to evaluate, to look it over and to check all the check, just to just get the overall picture instead of looking at just the one thing, would have saved me a lot of headache. And by that process of learning, I learned that it's just a great learning that do not take things for face value or on assumptions. Have an open mind to be able to look at things from all perspectives and vantage points. And to go on with something else, I had bought this Chevy van back when they first had come out with electronic ignitions on these vehicles, and it was a great thing. Electronic ignition, it was a great step. Well, I bought this van. I was going to change the spark plugs on it, so I took two plugs out, and I was looking at this, and I said, "Oh man, there's a couple of plugs are going to be hard, so I need to put this up on ramps." And I thought, "Well, I'll just stick some ramps here." And I started the van up, and I went to put it up on the ramps. It ran about 30 seconds a minute, and it just died. And I thought, "What in the world happened here?" So I got to checking, and I didn't have any spark. There was no spark at all for this van. And what had happened is, with those spark plugs disconnected, that ignition system failed because there was nowhere for that electricity to go. And I remember back when the first time the electronic ignitions came out, that people I remember many times hearing people say, "Well, I had my car in, spent all this money to get it quit running, and I spent all this money and I got another 300 miles and this thing quit again." And what was happening is those early electronic ignition systems, if you had a spark plug wire or a spark plug start to fail, it would overload that electronic ignition system because it had nowhere to discharge, and it would blow. And the mechanic, all he saw was, "Well, the electronic ignition is bad, so let's just replace that." They did not replace the spark plug or the wires that were causing the electronic ignition to fail. And today they've remedied that. You don't have that problem anymore with electronic ignitions. But it's just, why is something happened? You know, why did this thing break? Why did it fail? I find that to be a little patient, to be more patient, to not to jump to a conclusion, because by jumping to conclusions, you inevitably find out a lot of times that that's not the whole picture, and a better view of the picture is always great. And so hopefully this is a blessing to somebody if you're a small engine mechanic, if you're just getting into it, it'd be a wise thing for you to look at everything before getting off into anything particular, and look for the cause, and so you don't have to be doing things over again. And also in our lives, look for the cause in our spiritual walk. I've been growing greatly in my walk with the Lord here lately, and it's just amazing how He has been so gracious and kind to me, and showing me a better way, and a better heart and a spirit to walk with Him, and it's not about a written plan of an organization of this is how it needs to be done, this is the way it is. It limits us and actually kind of does some separation. We don't really have a good relationship or connection with our source, the Lord, through traditions and things that really don't help. They actually are a wall and hinder us. And I say this and pray that you're blessed by this message. And I say this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.